Today is May the 14th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we have been reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we're up to Matthew 26. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the great and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the architect of the earth, our boss, and the creator of all things. You are the deliverer and the ever-loving Father. You are God alone, our healer, Emmanuel. You are Jesus, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, mighty to serve. You are near to us right now and new each day. Omnipotent and the Prince of Peace. You're the quieter of our souls and the resurrection and the life, the Son of God and the Son of Man, the testimony across the sky. Unmatched in your beauty, you are the vindicator and you are the Word, the expert in everything, Yeshua, and you are zealous for us. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much for giving us time in your throne room, time to be with you, with our brothers and sisters across the nation. Oh Lord, we love you, and we are coming into the very busy season, Lord, where everyone has pressure. But Lord, we lay it, we cast it at your feet, and we ask you to guide us and to be that light and that great news, the good news of a future and a hope with Jesus Christ for all eternity. Oh, gracious God, help us to be different and let others wonder what it is that we have, that we may point them to you. We thank you for the children, Lord, and we thank you for all of the activities. We ask that they stay focused, and we ask that we stay focused. We ask for all of these petitions in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Matthew 26, verse 39. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? Jesus took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him deeper into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. He fell on his face and prayed, saying, the Word of God, Matthew 26, verse 39. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. The Word of God, Matthew 26, verse 39. Praise God for his amazing words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then to read the lyrics. Today I have chosen How Great is Our God, sung by Chris Tomlin. Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see, how great is our God! Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. beginning and the end, the beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Name above all names, worthy of our praise, my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. And that was How Great is Our God from Chris Tomlin. It was the World Edition. If you get a chance to check that one out on the Just Jesus playlist, please do. It's really pretty. And so, my friends, thank you for joining us in the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m., and that is no random time, for it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Now, though it's not random, it is difficult. 1:16 is not a natural breaking time for many people. So you may be in the middle of instruction, you might be in the middle of a meeting, you might be in the middle of a conversation. We understand that, but break away just for a second. It doesn't take long. And you join in a prayer of unity with your brothers and sisters across the nation. Today, we are going to be praying for the students and colleagues who are going through divorce. It's a very difficult time in life. And so as you lift them up, know that you are not alone. And if you forget that prompt, don't worry. Just pray. And if you don't know what to pray for, then praise God. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his eighth series, and the last one I'll be able to do for this school year. And it is called The Carpenter's Classroom. Today's devotional is entitled, Being Shaken. The scripture he chose is Psalm 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand. I will not be shaken. Do you ever see people in your profession who are always being shaken up and always complaining about one thing or another? Do you ever feel like you are being shaken while at work in the classroom? Do you ever feel like you are moving from crisis to crisis and problem to problem, rather than from joy to joy and from pasture to pasture? Some of the things that often shake us are unmotivated or misbehaving students, apathetic or over-involved parents, negative or uncooperative coworkers, unrealistic administrative mandates, unsupportive administrative attitudes or actions, and unrealistic expectations we hold for ourselves that we fail to meet. What is the cause for this professional palsy, this constant and intermittent shaking? The cause of this shaking is sometimes the result of a priority or foundation problem. When we are constantly being shaken by those things around us in our professional lives and allow them to rob us of our professional joy and fulfillment, it is sometimes a sign that we are building our professional lives upon the sand, self, and others, instead of the rock and cornerstone Jesus Christ. What is our highest priority while on the job? Serving, seeking, and obeying Jesus? Or is it seeking, serving, and obeying our own selves and others? Are we more concerned about fulfilling our own plans and agendas or God's? Are we more concerned about fulfilling administrative mandates or God's? Are we more concerned about fulfilling parental concerns or God's? Whom do we obey first? Who is at our right hand in our professional lives? Stop for a moment and look at your right hand. Hold it out in front of you. Study it. Isn't it an awesome creation? Jesus wants to hold that hand of yours all day while you're at work so that you don't have to face crisis after crisis or problem after problem alone. He wants you to begin depending more and more upon his hands and his touch for solutions and less upon others and yourself. Now put the Bible, Jesus' textbook, his district policy manual, in your left hand. Begin to read it and apply it to your professional lives. Ask your teacher, the Holy Spirit, what part you are to read first, and let him lead you in the study of this classic bestseller. We must keep God at our right hand and his word at our left while we are at work. We can no longer afford to leave him back in the pew or at the prayer meeting in church. We can no longer afford to leave him at home in our private prayers and devotions. The cost is too high. We must become his full-time rather than part-time employees. We can no longer afford to be self-employed or state-employed. We must be primarily Christ-employed. As we keep God at our right hand and his word at our left, the misbehaving child, the apathetic or helpless parent, or the lack of administrative support that once shook us does not mystically disappear. The difference is that we are not focused on them or ourselves, but on God and what he wants us to do about the situations. God wants us to pray, encourage, and return good for evil in every professional circumstance. He wants us to let our light shine and not keep it under a basket. He wants us to go 2 extra miles when we are asked to go 1. He wants us to start judging ourselves and getting our own priorities straight rather than worrying about and judging others for their priority problems. We are to be salt in the classroom. When people and circumstances shake us and turn us upside down in our profession, we are to pour out God's strength, discipline, standards, love, and spiritual fruit upon their heads. We shall then experience continual joy in our classrooms regardless of the circumstances in which we find ourselves, because God is in control. We must serve him first, for he is an awesome God and an awesome boss. His retirement plan is out of this world. We are God's salt shakers. Let it pour. And that was our devotional written today by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's quote is from Charles Schulz. Life is like a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we never use. And now, my friends, before we close out our time together, I wanted to tell you about a very special event going on tonight in Osceola County, Florida. And it's called Honor the Grads. And it's the third event in our state. There's one in St. John's, where they originated it 20 years ago. One in Seminole County, where they just had their second annual. And this is our third annual. And it is probably the most precious event we have ever passed on. And it is to honor the children, the seniors, who have walked their walk with Jesus Christ through their high school years. And the best part is that they were chosen by their peers. Can you imagine receiving that award? And so pray for these children, for their path is narrow, but their reward is huge. So we're going to ask tonight for protection upon them, and we just ask for your continued prayers for your students, as they will all become seniors at some point. And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 26, verse 39. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Oh, gracious God, your will is powerful. Your will is wonderful. Our will is weak and foolish, but it's so strong in us, Lord. Please forgive us for our will getting in the way of your will, and let it be yours, Lord. We lift the end of the school year up to you for your will to be done, not ours. Oh, gracious God, we love you, adore you, and thank you for everything, because you are an awesome God. Thank you for all of this. In the powerful name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.